just want to go through the beginning quickly. Number one, so Hagar Noisa Shalom Simon. So it's an open-ended question. You know, somebody told me that the answer is discussed in Napa or not. I gave him credit for it. But what I was looking for is this is a simon which deals with the question of how far we take the concept of blias. You know, something along those lines. Okay. Bezoif and Hitler Shmuel Dogim im Kutach. So what I was looking for was the Machlokes is he simply definitely talking the case of Olu, which is the case of the Gemara. Or he was even talking the case of Nisbashlu, even the case of Nitzlu. You could give me that point in time as Shmuel talking about the Chachila versus Biryavid. Lashon Shmuel talking about Biryavid, not the Chachila. But I pretty much covered that in the third question as well. That's what I was looking for. Yishchilik Bein the Chachila, the Biryavid. So really there's two different parts to that question. There's what's the din of the Gemara, assuming that, you know, Shmuel's din is Nafka B'Yavid, as opposed to the Chachila, it's one Nafkamina. And then we have the Nafkamina, are we Choshish for the Shita of the Ramah, who's Choshish for the Shita of the Rivon, the Chachila, and not B'Yavid. In other words, is it a Ben Yomer or not? So the answer to that is yes. Somebody gave an answer, yes. I couldn't give it market wrong because yes, you do answer the question. So according to the Ramah, we differentiate between the Kli, which is a Ben Yomer, not a Ben Yomer, in regards to whether you like to use a Lechat Kila or not in the situation of Bishul. Looking for that it wasn't written as clearly as I would have liked it, like, so I gave credit either way. What I was looking for was a discussion of the some people gave me the answer to number 7 and number 5. That's the Ramah, which talks about a difference between when you want to use the tam going into one kli then putting another kli, as opposed to going into kli and then eating it with food. Fine. Madin minyan dogim or baser b'blias akelim. Is there a promise of kana with baser and dogim by blias? So the Taz brought one sheet which says yes, and therefore we have the mashal which said yes, and therefore we have to be shot in the morris. It's not really saying that lemaisa you could do this of eating because you can't eat the dogim because of the tam baser in it, but lemaisa. And then the Taz brought another sheet, which is Sabahat, which seemed to say that it's okay. Bidi Evid, and then we mentioned the Dark Kachu, which says even the Chachilo, because there's Blias. He seems to read like this in Sabahat. So I was looking for the Prima Godim, which differentiates in that this did of Napa or not is only when it's going into a Kli. If it's going into an Oichel, there's no did of Napa or not. And then we mentioned the Chavis Das in a case where it went according to Prima Godim, it's only if it goes into Kli first that there's any type of degradation of the Tam, but if it goes to Oichel, to Oichel, to Oichel, and then to the Kli, it's still called Tam Rishon. According to the Chavis Das, that's called that would actually be a downgrade from Oichel to Oichel, to the point that when it goes into the Kli, it's considered if it was downgraded multiple times. Im hedus eshach b'shari surim, the answer is no. Be'er, so be'er, some people wrote more, some people wrote less. That's depending how you understand the lomnus of not or not, is the approach that we use, which is not the only approach, is that a tam kolush cannot be significant enough that it gets dinim of his and generates yisurim. But something which is yisur to start with, the fact that it is this tam was weakened will not take away the yisur which is there. Number 9, we didn't really discuss chametz, so I this was really a thinking question. I wanted to see what people would. I didn't mention it like. It got a 30-second shout out in Shir, but so I was really looking for, I wanted people to think about what they would think in regards to chametz. I should have put in some people like looking for. Did I speak about it? And I think that confused people. So if I do that again, I'm going to try and write something indicating that I just want you to think. see what your thought process is. I mentioned to my wife, you know, who's a more veteran writing test than I am. She said that she would actually write that on the side. It was such a question. She'd write mind question or think or something like that, you know, to indicate that I'm not asking you. I mentioned earlier that there's a fascinating Malbim. The Malbim says the difference between a Bechina and a Nisoyan. They're both translated in English as a test. It says a Bechina is you're being tested on information which was something which is beforehand. Nisoyan is something which is new. You've never been there before. How would you deal with this new situation? She says, so some people, their Bechinas are really Nisoyanas. And I once actually gave a bracha. He asked me for a bracha, but he's going into taking a Bechina. He says, you should be Yiratzen, that your Bechina should be a Bechina on a Nisoyan, and a chapter to Tefillah Shav. Because Mona Shach, if a Taki is a Nisoyan, it's a Nisoyan, it's not going to help the Bracha, it's not going to make it into a Bechina. So this, number 9, was a Nisoyan, not a Bechina, according to the Malbim. What? Okay, now number 10, first of all, the reason why there's a gap there is because the word made a gap. Every which way I tried to do it, wouldn't change it, take it away. And I asked somebody else, who says, yeah, number 10, word does that to number 10. So next time maybe I might do the Bechina only 9 questions. The gap bothered me. It bothered me terribly. It was like, not orderly, it's not Telserkeit. So I was thinking maybe I should move everything else over to match it. It was very emotionally challenging for me. Okay. Be'er Machlokes, the Ramon, the Marshal, Yemen, and Binyamah. So really going back to the question before this, do we need to know if it was Nishtamash, when it was used beforehand, i.e. whether it's a Ben Yom or not? So we mentioned that, you know, the Ramah says that if it's any Ben Yom, it's Mutter. The Taz brought the Marshal, said that it's Osir. We suggested that they're really approaching this idea that we're being macro for the Shita of the Rivon. How do we say that in English? Are we saying that the Pshat is, Betz really say it's Mutter, but why not be Machmer? Right, so if that's the attitude, you know. So we're machmer a certain amount. That's why b'diavad according to the Ramah it's mutter. So you know what? The answer is evayt that ain't a ben yomai, which if b'diavad is mutter, not mistar, but they should ask ain't a ben yomai. That's where the Ramah understands the minig. They're both coming off the minig. Again, neither one is creating the minig. The minig existed. They're both trying to describe the minig. The Ramah and the Marshal are both referencing a minig which existed, and they're saying that now that it's Nogu, what is the minig? So the Ramah is understanding the minig and the getter of the minig is like a Chumra Ba'alma. So it's not Mistarbet to apply to any Binyama. The Marshal understands that the minig was that they the minig was to be Nogu like the Rivon. Well, that was the minig. According to the Rivon, Ein Binyama is also awesome. So if that's the minig, so then the Ein Binyama has to be, you cannot do. So, Bidiyev, we say it's mutter. That's the Bidiyev. It's much as being known like the Rivon, the recording of the Rivon, this was us, or that's part of the minig as well. That's how we understood it without getting involved in anything more complicated than that. Okay.
So when the Rashab asked Bidiyev, that's not the mitzvah, and I'm special?
Correct.
It's not for being mastered.
Right. Okay. So we. You can listen now. Yeah. I am going to get into it. You know, not sure when exactly. Okay. So we're holding in the Ramah. Sit very still. I apologize for the slow pace. Okay. The Ramah said, "Badafka lechem cholav abosar atzmai, I will eat them a kli shalehem as mutter lechatchila." And that's an issur hetter. That's mutter to put it into. It means I can cook it in a fleishig kli, and then put it into a milchig kli. You know, it's a part of an item of cooking in the flesh of a kli, then putting it into a milk of a kli. We gave an example of that you needed the tray, so I cooked it in the flesh of a kli. That's all I had available, a ben yomo kli. Now I'm putting it into a ben yomo kli, which is the other gender. So I cooked in inflation, now I'm putting it in milk. It's not a binyamoy. Since the item itself is parv, that's mutter. The chaynog, and that's the minute. Okay, so the taz is sifkot and hay. We left off that I was confused. So I'm a little bit less confused now. Somewhat less confused. So taz and sifkot and hay, not a very long taz. I believe the Maklisha Lam Mutter, the Bezel on Soymach Malamatirim, Gamma Bishal with Sliya, not Bernat. So we're Soymach, with regards to the Kliya Shalahem, that we're Soymach on the Matir, which means that the Taz is reading that according to the Rivon, this case would be us. But as much as we're ignoring the Chum of the Rivon, my case of Nisbashlu, not in a scenario, that's only a scenario we're eating it with the Eichel, the scenario we're eating with using the Kli. We're not being cautious for the sheet of the Rivon, and we're saying this bashal is mutter. We're not taking the chumra of the Rivon as avice. That's how the Taz understands. So so I gave you the Maran Mokum to look at the Rosh. And Kulin, right? I gave you my Russian Kulin, right? Yeah. Right. So the Rosh, when he's talking about the din of Sif Gimel, which is the case of Chorus, she's Shamsha Behen. Bosser shehutchu b'yarach chalevis shneim ben yomer harvali not bernat. Habosser b'kora b'kora b'mayim udeno heter. Ashisar b'osamayim tam cholav anifla ben yomer. The Pirshu Rivon dalsin is bashlu asuras hakoris ayura. So Caleb, we're going to be usher also because this bashlu is usher. V'linira the afla Rivon a kol mutter. So the Rosh says, even according to the Rivon, if you're not putting eating it with mamashas of oichel of milchik, then all you're doing is eating it with the tam sheni. In other words, so which. So according to Rivon, it was Nisbashl. Right? So the Tam which is coming out is a Tam Rishon, but that Tam Rishon is not meeting Eichel. It's meeting the Tam and the Kli. So the Rivon didn't answer that. That's what the Rosh says. If anything, if you think about it, it's a kal v'chomer between the cases. So the case over here is I'm cooking an inflation pot. The case over here in Sif Beis, cooking an inflation pot. So according to the Rivon, the tam which comes out when you cook it is a tam rishon. Now I'm putting it into a milchaga plate, which there that the Rivon is maskim is a tam is it not bernat. So there's no tam cholov to asher the boss. So Rivon is saying, you know, I have to worry about the tam rishon of the boss. That's true, but there ain't no tam. There ain't no milk over here because the milk is in a plate, which that's clearly an upper not. The case which the Rosh is being matter is you're cooking the two together. So you have your big pot. You're flashing a pot, which is a ben yomo, and you're cooking, and you're cleaning, and you're washing off your milk in the dish. So as much as in these bashos tells me you're taking out a tam rishon of the basar coming out of the walls, there's also a tam rishon coming out of the plate. But the Rosh Shita is that it's called not bernat because the water is the vehicle which combines it, so that's okay as well. But there, the tam is coming out of the tam is a tam rishon. It's special. The Rosh's kiddush is that the water is since it's the medium which is bringing the two together. So they're still called not the Torah. But in a scenario over here, so where the tam which is coming out of the plate is clearly a not barnatz. There's no argument about that. That din, whether the mayim is considered or not a tam sheni or not, is up to. And the Rosh brings the argument whether that's called tam sheni or not. But over here on the plate, it's clearly a tam sheni. On the other hand, there is a way to say that it's not exactly sushtel. And here, listen to this. In the case, the case of the cooking, the yara, when you're cooking both at the same time, the point is, yes, the tam which is coming out of the walls of the fleshing of pot is a tam rishon. Tam coming out of the plate, cooking, it's a tam rishon according to Rivon, right? But they, since the only way they meet is through the water, so there's it's still not barnat, because there's another step before they meet each other. Yes, I can know that. No, I'm sorry. According to the Rush, the next thing I'm about to say is not true. It's according to the Ran, it's true. Not according to the Rush. So according to the Rush, so this case is mutter. So the Prima Gadol, the mistress is. Says Ayn Taz Alosh and Dachuk to Rush may Oisim be Nitzlu if Elokim Matir Karis Tifkimu. Because the Parakol Bas Daf Rivon the Oisim and his Bashlu Daf Gimakuta Shabaklishal and Ashari Mash may Rush Sham Afachat Kilo. So he says Alosh and the Taz is Dachuk. So it's interesting. Losh and is Dachuk. So I saw one article which wanted to suggest that the pshat is, it's like a tzir, that the taz means with a tzirif of the rosh. That's a dochuk, because like, right, according to the rosh is mutter. And even not according to the rosh, the maisa, the rivon is only a chumrah, semela, but we sound like a tzir between the two. I don't know. It's a lot missing in the taz. Taz seems to learn, not like this rosh, that according to the rivon, the tam which comes out is a tam rishon. And to the point that even with another kli would be aser. The only reason why it's mutter because we're not being chashish for the rivon. Okay, so it seems like two ways to learn this. Then so that's we left off on Thursday. I wasn't clear whether this is true according to the rivon or not. The argument according to rivon that it's mutter. That was the rosh that I forgot about. That the rosh taka said that according to rivon it's mutter. Okay, that's the shock's problem. Now, with all this.
Before you get to Eirin, Shach
is dealing with
pouring from a
basar into. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, so that the chiluk is. That the chiluk is in the same kli at the same time or two different kalim.
I'm saying Yishach, as far as I remember, deals with you. But the Ramah says that in this very case of putting the
right. That's because both of there simultaneously. You have the fleshing pot and the milk pot together in the same cleave at the same time. Over here, you're taking it out of the flesh of the kapat and putting it into the milk of the kapat. It's not simultaneous. And that's the chiluk. So the question is, does Eri consider as if it's two steps? Or Eri is still like one, it's like is it the same process? But so that's the D and what happens in regards to Eri. But the Shach says, we're not talking about Eri, because according to the Ramah, Eri is like being in the Klimisha. But the case is that your mom took it out and put it in other things, and that's like a klisheni, that's like a mutter. And that's the chiluk between the two cases. So you understand the question that I was asking. So the Elam probably started a little bit wetting their feet in Sef Gimel, right? So the Mechaber has this case of the Yara. The case of the Mechaber is the opposite case that I was giving. I tend to do that. I don't know why, but that's the way. Because Mechaber's case was that it was a big milk kapat in fleshing conditions. Right? Mechaber says you can do it. You can wash them in together as long as they're clean. You can wash. There's no extra shamnunas, etc. You can wash it. The bleed is not a problem. It's called not right now. You also know it's also. Right. seems the Ramah holds that we don't look at it as a not or not with the water in the middle. So why over here we're saying that it's mutter? So the chiluk that over here, over there, in this, in the same pot, simultaneously you have a tam of the case of the makaber. You have the milk of tam coming out of the walls. You have the fish of tam coming out of the plate. So that's a problem. That's not called that's not called not. Because it has, and we'll see more about the lumdus why, the different reasons why that's true. But you know, the round, the toises say different arguments why that's true. But the point is, it's not called not. But a scenario where it was cooked in the milchaka pot, something which is pariv, then it was taken out of the milchaka pot and put into the fleshy plate. At that point in time, it's not simultaneous anymore. Whatever time which came out of the milk of the pot and went into the power of the item, right, you made a potato kugel in a milk of the pan. So it's a power of a potato kugel which has the milk of the time in it. But that time, so according to the Rivon, that's Tam Rishon. According to the Mechaber, that's Tam Sheni. That's not Barnat. So now I want to know, can I take it out? It's no longer connected. That Tam is not coming out anywhere. That's done. It's settled in. Whatever Tam is there is settled in. I want to know, can I take that and can I combine that with a Tam coming out of a milchaga plate? The answer is yeah, fleshaga plate. Is that mutter? Can I take that this kugel, put it hot onto a fleshaga plate? So Ramah says yes, because it's not happening simultaneously. So why simultaneous different? That's the Ran who says that chiluk. So we sort of ran through that shach. It's a cotton hay, quotes the Ran. So let's see the shach again. Okay, now there's a case which is in the middle. The case which is in the middle is you have a case where It's in the center of the macabre. The fellatio plate is in the milchaka pot. You have the case of the Ramah over here, where you have going from the milchaka pot, leaving the milchaka pot, and going into the fellatio plate. You have a case of Irui, which is connecting the two. So you told me in Sif Gimel that when it's in the fellatio pot, bad. When it's in the milk of the pot, flesh of the plate, milk of the pot, that's not going to work. You tell me over here, when it's already left that and went into a new place, into the left the milk of the pot, went into the flesh of the plate, that's mutter. What about Iri? So the mashmos over here is that even Iri is mutter. And it's if Gimel, he says clearly that Iri is also, because Iri is tied up like as if it's still in the, it's like Klirishin, which means, in other words, it is as if it's in the milk of kapah. Right. So that's the chara mashah that feel shocks the cotton head. The chara mashah that feel in the derech Iri mutter. The Ramah is mashi. Everything is mutter. We can't cause a mitzvah. We have to be edu. Because of Bach, for Sif, Siftala, the Tzadas, Arab, the Mutala Roshin, Maklisha Lehen. I feel the Kartila. That's how he understands the Ramah. The Iri is mutter. Shakosha, Shrey Kosim, Sif Gimbal, Dim Ira, Mikli, Rishin, Shabasar. Al Kli Cholov. Yeah, the Ramah switches back to a case of fleshes to milk. Okay, it's the same idea, yeah. Right? The dinner cooklibishan, so the Ramah holds that in the case of when you cook them together, not only is it also kharkila, but the evidence also. It's even iri is also. Okay. Okay. So we have a steer in Ramah. Zog the Shach, maybe we'll answer one we're handling the status of the Kli, and one we're handling the status of the Michael. The God of Lermar, the Khan, the Kamar Ella, the Michael Mutter, Al Rosh of Kli Shalahan, Abba Kli is also. So the food will end up being Mutter, but the Kli is also. The Prima Godim, and that says, I cannot figure out. Whatever that answer is, I don't know why the logic behind that would be. Why that should be true. Mashakos from Michael Sharb, a Kliyoser, Lo Yadana, May I in here Gilam Lerbik. I don't know where that comes from.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe we can say Hasber as we go along. But that's a suggestion. It says that's a Daichik, so we're not going to use that Teretz. Besides that, so far we don't understand what the Chilik would be, but that he doesn't like the Chilik anyway. But Tzarech Lomar, the Kal Lamari Ala Namut Alitnan Belo Iru. So we're talking about totally. The removing it from the first kli, then putting it into the second kli, so there's no connection at all between the two klis while there's a moment of bishul taking place. So that's already mutter. That's shot in the remote. Okay, answer this thing. Okay, but Lamai, so what should we say? Should we accept this chilik and say therefore the case of, like the remote says later on, Iri is Osir? Should we argue like this? We had to just say that even Iri is Mutter. Kima the Harbi Paiskim and Makar, and the Klaal the Matir, and Philip and Isbashlu. So, according to the Makar, and Isbashlu is Mutter. So, i.e., if Isbashlu is Mutter, even if it's in the Kli, it's going to be Mutter. Rabba go gufe matter bidi Evan, and he accepts the psak of the Rivon, at least in the bidi Evan. So, regards to Kalim, even Irui, we should argue Shimutu. Kenir, the Irim, and Klevishan, Shabasar, Al Klisha, Cholub. The Shori, if you did it, it's going to be Mutter, the Havi, the Evan. So, even though the Ramoa Paskin, when you stick the flay sugar plate into the big milk of Kapat, even the Evan, it's also. You have to kasha the plate, you have to kasha the pot. But by Iri, and then the Ramah came along and said, Iri is also Bidi Evan. No, I'm passing like not the Ramah, Bidi Evan, Iri is going to be Mut.
Is the Tanir an exception or the
Nakhil
exception?
Here,
we then
saw that. Well, Adami, Lamai, the Sweden, Karish, Shabbos, Shahutku, Biyarach, Levis. So what's the Chilik? Why isn't the Ramah right? If you're accepting the Psak of the Ramah, that when you have this big milk and kapat, and you stick your flesh and kli into the milk and kapat, that it's also even bidi evid, right? So, and we know iris kli rishon. So why am I saying that when you stick it inside, it's going to be also bidi evid? I mean, the iroi, it's mutter bidi evid. What's the chilik? Because so now comes the shach, and the shach says, I'm going to explain that din in Sif Gimel. So that's why we went to Sif Gimel, because you really can't understand the Shach without understanding the lumnus of Sif Gimel. The Azim Shani, when you're sticking, when it's put into the larger pot, that's a different ballgame. Which goes to Iran. The Iran explains why. So the Iran says to his bear why he feels that the case, even if these bashlu was mutter. Or more possible than the special mutter bidi evin. So if the special mutter bidi evin, so why is this case also? Right? And this case is also why is the special mutter bidi evin? That's a two way street that you have to explain. Okay. Zog the Ram. So I ran through this yesterday on Thursday quickly. The first shot that the Ran says needs a lot of Hesber. The Chrenim Mutcher, what exactly the Ran is saying. The Ran said like this. When they're both together in the same pot, so who said that you need the water to be the vehicle to bring together the two flavors? Maybe the actual tam of the basar, which is a tam rishon, coming out by bishul, and the actual tam of the plate, which is a tam rishon, are meeting each other without the medium of the water. So who said you need a medium to do that? Man le malon shlo yisarv plitas a basar plitas a chol ba'atzmam shlo bim soyes hamayim. Hechol lo havi not per not. Okay, so the Ran just had a major mouthful. So he introduced a whole new way of looking at the process. Right? So let's say with the process, the way we understood until now, and what the Ron just introduced. We understood until now that there's a concept called Tom Kaker, right? So Tom Kaker tells me that even though something is just a flavor, it has the same halachic status as the item itself. Right? So, number one, so if I take my food and I distill a tom out of it, that tom has dini iser on it the same way the item itself has dini on it. I infuse that tom into another food, simple case. So I cook potatoes together with nevela, and I don't eat the nevela, just eat the potatoes. I don't eat the nevela, I eat potatoes. Right? A person can get malchus, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, a person can get malchus with Tom Kaker. It's mamash the same thing as the buzzer itself. It has to be kedayis kedayis pras. So you cheshbon out how much buzzer there was, versus how many potatoes there were, and if there was a shear of kedayis of buzzer in the amount of potatoes that you would eat kedayis pras. So I mean that's the amount of time which is infused into the potatoes. You eat the potatoes, we're gonna take you to Besdin and beat you up. Right? That's how about Tom Kaker. If you're Tom Kaker's the Raisa, that's how about you take. That's the tip of an iceberg of the sugya of Tom Kaker, but at least okay. Now come along and say Tom, there has to be a medium of transfer of flavor. So when I cook it together, I know there's a medium. There's only a medium of transfer. The two items are together. They're absorbing from each other directly. But now, the tom of it went into the kli. So next step of the chiddush, we say that tom can go into a kli, and a kli can hold a tom, and a kli can release a tom. And there's discussion: what type of heat, what type of is necessary to this process. Because a klisheni, even though it can't cook, it can be mafla de mavliya, it could absorb flavors, it could release flavors. What about eerie klisheni? What about klishishi? What point do you say that the flavor which is contained in the kli is able to be accessed and not? Okay? But there's such a thing as a tom and a kli, and the tom comes out of a kli. Now I need to get my tom out of the kli into something else. So I stick it directly on it, they're easy. So Taisa says that in the case of Hadachah, we're worried about there might be a moment where the two things touched. So that moment, there wasn't water in the middle. So, i.e., yes, you're right. That really, the fact that you use water in the middle, and the only way you can move the flavor from the wall to the kli, as long as the kli is not touching directly, is through water. So it's an aparnat, which is what the Makabra said. So the tom of the buster comes out and goes into the water, not but not the tera. The tom of the kli is, and it only comes to the kli through that process of the water. By the time it gets to the kli, it's already not but not the tera. So it comes to the kli and says, hi, I'm here. I'm here to ask you. He says, no, you're not. You're not but not the tera. Right? That's the makab. Tessa says, you're right. But we're afraid there was a moment during the process where they touched directly. So that point, they touched directly. So the transfer of tam was directly from the yara with chalevis to the kara shabasser. That's directly. That's not a direct sinas tam. It's ganas. Okay. So Tarsus agrees conceptually that the only way you can transfer flavor from the wall to the kli, unless they touch directly, is through water. Comes around and says, no. There's actually two ways that they can meet. The bliya could come out itself. And there's a bliya in the walls, right? The bliya comes out, and the bliya says, I don't need water, I'm going to move moving myself. And the bliya is going to walk over to the plate and says, I'm here, I'm a Tom Rishon, and I'm here to ask you. Right? Or he says, well, while that's happening, because it's a Tom Rishon, there's a Tom coming out of the plate saying the same thing. Right? He says, I'm a Tom Rishon. There's the bliya itself is coming out. So the two bliyas are coming out and meeting without any end, and it's also night. Now, we overstated that because, so what's the lacha when two kelim touch and there's no water in between the lachas and there's no transfer of time? So at first glance, the round is Chinese. That's a fair shadin with the paskin later on. Right? Later on, earlier, that there's not two kelim which touch. you have a hot milk of a plate, a milk of a pot, and a hot flashing of a pot sitting on your stovetop. And they're both covered, you're not worried about anything splatting around, etc. You know, you're very careful, that's the other thing, and they touch. And both are dry. They call the rub says, have a good day, no problems. So the Ron, not me, there's a direct transfer of Tom. Man label on it. Who needs the water? They can transfer Tom by themselves. So that's clear that the Ron agrees that you need the moisture to facilitate the process. But the Ron is saying, well, even moisture facilitates the process, but what is happening is not the pshat, is that just the bliya itself is coming out now. And the bliya, the two bliyas are meeting directly. That's Tom Rishon. Okay. So why don't we just take the whole of the napar and throw it down the tubes? Okay. So now I change the scenario, and right. So I go to my fish. I say, oh, okay, the fish that's in a pot. What flavor are you giving me? Are you giving me? You know, he says, well, I'm giving you top. The bliya itself is coming out into the fish. So there's a bliya reason itself inside the fish. Now it comes to the kuta. I say, no problem, because it's, you know, like, what do you mean, no problem? No problem. Right? So, what does the Ron just say? Right? So the Ron, okay, I hear that. The Ron wants to be Mechadish, the Shaykh, that there's a scenario where. Now, the Shaykh's going to fear always the story. That if that's the loneliness of the Ron, that's only true when it's sitting in the pot. But the only way you can get that bliya tam from the pot to the plate. So if you take it out and you move it to the plate, so that's clearly there was another medium. Right? So that's the case of the wall over here. Right? If it's sitting in the same pot, right? So there's these two bliyas are meeting at very intimate terms. But now that you move it to, you take it out, so that means you must use something else as the vehicle to transfer the flavor. That's not right. That's a Kiddush of the Gemara. So if I take it out of there, and then I put it into the plate, so that you add, by definition, you must have another step. Therefore, there must be a medium, there must be a vehicle, it's going to be not for not, and it's going to the grave. That's the killer between the two cases. Zok the Shach, what's it in by Iri? According to this story, what's it in by Iri? It says Iri also requires a medium, practically requires a medium. When they're in the same pot, they can meet in their own terms. They don't need a shatan anymore. Right? They, you know, it's ready the second date, they're meeting directly without a shatan. Right? But you got the motion, right? Okay, fine. Right? But what's the vehicle to get this flavor to taste, the case of Yerachalev, to get the milk of flavor into my flavor of plate? The water carried it. Just practically, this doesn't work. Oh, so that's not Bernat. And that's Mutter. So here is Mutter. That's the Shach. That's the full thought of the Shach. Pshat Rishon of the Ron. The Ron says another pshat, which is much more digestible. But we need to be mindful of another step. So go back to the Ron himself. We need to add a point over here. So I mean, see, he introduced a whole new point over here. We've been very happily. Ignorance is bliss. Assuming, yeah, that's all called. There's always a medium which transfers it, and that's what the Rosh Hashanah was talking about. Once it's nisbashal, it degrades the tam because there's a vehicle of water using it. Now they're not saying no. Throw that all out. It's mamish. They're meeting on their own without any other medium. So this is how the Nadir learns the Ran. This is how the Chacham Zadon learns the Ran. Like multiple Chachamim learn the Ran. This is what the Ran is saying. The Ran is introducing Mechadish such a thing. Okay, so now you have to be mazmer, just fear ois the thought process according to the Ran, according to this concept that he's introducing, that it's possible that there's something called the actual bliya coming out. And the actual bliya comes out, that's not degraded to not barnat. Even though I need the water there to facilitate it, Right? But when it comes out, you got to race the guy on, to meet the girl. But once he goes, he's very happy to meet him on his own. No shot. Right? I've had shidduchim like that, yeah. He commits to have to go, and next thing you know, he's like busy hanging out with her all the time. Right? Yes. As long as they're the same thing. So the goal is happening. Right, so that's what the Ran is saying. What Ephraim is saying, that, you know, but the din of not bar not, what the Gemara is telling me is okay. But so you put your fish in here. You didn't put the milk of the place you completed to the milk of Gepl- right. You put fish instead. The case of the Gemara was the place you completed the milk was afterwards. Okay. Don't ask me. Right? They're clearly going on a case which happened to Mises, so they were discussing the case. You know? Right? So, the case of Gemara, right? So, according to we're saying, even these bash, no problem. What happened is bash. Right? Dunga Sholem Bakara. In the case of a cliche, and I hear, yeah, that's a not. You know, you want to call that a not or not? It's not a real, but it's bashlu. You're telling me that when it comes out, the blia comes out. It's like the mamushes of the it's the blia which is coming out. So the blia goes into my fish. Now I take my fish and I want to eat the fish with the blia fleshing of the hisimur, the fleshing of blia. And I want to eat it with milk with kuta. So Rivon says no, sir. But only Shalom say that's mutter. The Ran is not necessarily committing to the Rivon. He's saying because over there, since it wasn't simultaneous, that's called not bar not. And okay, so the Kamer Rama says we're machmer by Bishul, the Chachila. But to put into a kli, even that we're not machmer. Because, but so what's so what does not bar not mean? Until I was saying that there's time which goes in, the time goes out, the time is not the same thing as the thing itself, it's a degraded element. So it can't shop be soon. It comes around and says, no, it's not time coming out, it's the actual bleer coming out, and that's takanat and aparnat, and that actually has to go after shop be soon. But once it settles into the fish, and it goes to meet the milk, and afterwards everything's wonderful. That's not mistaber. Right? It's very not mistaber. You understand my question? Should I say it again? So, till we got to this Ram, we were very happy. So, ignorance is bliss. We said, listen, you know, the actual, what went into the, there's not actual mamushes of Buster in the wall. When you squeeze the wall, you're a strong man, and you squeeze the wall very tight, you don't see liquid dripping out. There's something called Tom. Tom has a din like is there, but Tom ki ikr, but Tom. Okay, now what comes out of that comes out when you use whatever medium you're going to use, you're pulling out the Tom is creating a Tom. So it's called not bar not. It's not the Tom itself, but the Tom is like generating another Tom. Right? Comes around and says, no, it's not generating no Tom, it's in itself. The nice official brings in itself out. Okay, I can live with that. So now I'd ask you, so it comes out and it meets a milk of the time of the same steg or the same level. So, whoa, it's most of it. Because it's not a degraded time, it's the actual time. So what's in my fish? The actual time. So I want to eat my fish with milkage. Oh, no problem. Because not for not. What does that mean? Which is why some of the Achronim are very, very confused in this run. You know, that they suggest other pshatim in the run because the run cannot mean what he says, kipshuta. So that's if you want to know why I ran through this first part of the Ran very quickly on Thursday, because I wanted to try and get to the second point of the Ran, which is much more intelligible. And I said, yeah, you know, it's part of rabbi school to teach you how to do that. Right? You know, just like read that part very quickly. It's like during davening, you know, the parts you don't know what you're talking about. So That's the challenge of this run. So there is a mahalik, not like the Noir of Yehuda, not like the Chochmas Sodom that the Yad Yehuda suggests, but it's already 1:15, so maybe we'll pick it up tomorrow. But the main mahalik of the run, I think that, you know, the Maisa, the Noir of Yehuda does use this sort of the run, the Maisa, and so does the Chochmas Sodom, the way they learn it, which is difficult to understand. There's another mahalik which, but the second point of the run is much more intelligible, and that's a lot of person go with the second half of the run. They sort of like throw up your hands and say, "Share run, I surrender." Okay.